personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program, adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to members read from the addiction recovery program guide for step 7, humility.
Welcome to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Addiction Recovery Meeting. I'm Elder Ennis, and I am serving as the missionary group leader. We do not have anybody here for the first time, but we are missing some people. So, as always, we would like to go around, starting here at my left, and just quickly introduce ourselves.
Hi, my name is Robert, and I'm an addict alcoholic.
Hi, Robert.
My name's Scott, and I'm a recovering addict and alcoholic.
Hey, Scott. Hi, Scott.
My name's Cammy, and I'm a recovering addict.
Hey, Cammy.
I'm Lindsay. I'm an addict.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, I'm Sharon, and I'm an addict.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, my name's Rich, and I am a child of God.
Hi, Rich.
Hi, I'm Abra, and I'm a recovering addict.
Hi, Abra.
Hi, I'm Scott, and I'm a recovering addict.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
I'm Dub. I'm a recovering alcoholic slash addict.
Hi, Dub.
Hi, I'm Steve, alcoholic addict.
Hi, Steve.
Thank you. I'd like to remind everybody to please turn off their cell phones and pagers. We don't have any announcements for this meeting, so would somebody please offer us an opening prayer?
I will.
Thanks, Abra.
Our dear, kind, and gracious Heavenly Father, as we come before Thee at the beginning of our group meeting this evening, we would like to thank Thee for the building that we have to meet in this evening, for the living Spirit that has been with us for the past week, and for the ability we have to meet one with another. We would ask Thee at this time to be with us as we go about this meeting, that we will be able to fill Thy Spirit with us, that we will be able to share one with another, that we'll be able to learn the lessons that Thou hast prepared for us, that we'll be able to continue in our recovery, and that we will be able to gain strength and knowledge one from another. And we ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
As with all of our meetings, we start off with the Church's mission statement, and that is, "The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Addiction Recovery Meetings assist those who desire to recover from addiction. We also welcome family and friends whose lives may be affected by the addiction of another. We are a group of brothers and sisters who share our experience, faith, and hope as we study and apply the principles of the gospel as they correlate with the 12 steps of recovery. Our meetings provide a safe place for honest sharing because we adhere to the principles of confidentiality and anonymity, and we use appropriate language and behavior to invite the Spirit to be with us. As we practice these 12 steps in our lives, we receive power through the atonement of Jesus Christ to overcome addiction and receive the full blessings of the gospel. Family and friends who practice these same 12 steps will also find hope and healing for themselves. We will now go around the room and read each of the 12 steps found on page Roman numeral number 4. We invite each person who is willing to read one step. It is perfectly acceptable to pass if you prefer to listen only. We'll begin here at my left.
Step 1, admit that you of yourself are powerless to overcome your addictions and that your life has become unmanageable.
Step 2, come to believe that the power of God can restore you to complete spiritual health.
Step 3, decide to turn your will and your life over to the care of God, the Eternal Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ.
Step 4, make a searching and fearless written moral inventory of yourself.
Step 5, admit to yourself, to your Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, to proper priesthood authority, and to another person, the exact nature of your wrongs.
Step 6, become entirely ready to have God remove all your character weaknesses.
Step 7, humbly ask Heavenly Father to remove your shortcomings.
Step 8, make a written list of all persons you have harmed and become willing to make restitution to them.
Step 9, wherever possible, we make direct restitution to all persons we have harmed.
Step 10, continue to take personal inventory, and when we are wrong, we promptly admit it.
Step 11, seek through prayer and meditation to know the Lord's will and to have the power to carry it out.
Step 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of the atonement of Jesus Christ, share this message with others and practice these principles in all you do.
Thank you. Each week we focus on a different step. This week we will read Step 7, found on page 41, from A Guide to Addiction, Recovery, and Healing. We'll go around the room and each person who is willing may read one or two paragraphs. You may pass if you prefer to listen. We have an extra copy of the guide for you to use in this meeting in case you do not have one. During the reading, listen for thoughts, feelings, and experiences you have in common with those who have taken these steps. We'll continue where we left off reading.
Step 7, humility. Key principle, humbly ask Heavenly Father to remove your shortcomings. All the steps require humility, but step 7 requires it most explicitly. Humbly ask Heavenly Father to remove your shortcomings. The humble heart we developed in Step 6 brought us to our knees in Step 7, to ask the Lord to remove our shortcomings. When we had progressed to this point, we were ready to pray without any other motivation but our desire to become one in heart and in mind with Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. No longer were we satisfied with a change in habits or even in lifestyle? We were finally ready to have God change our very nature.
Step 7 represented for each of us such total surrender to the Savior that many of us could not help but cry out in our hearts, as Alma did, O Jesus, thou Son of God, have mercy on me. Genuine remorse filled our hearts, not only because we had suffered or made others suffer, but because we regretted that even in recovery, we still could not remove our own shortcomings. Having felt a portion of the love of God, we desired to give up all our sins, even all inclination to sin, so we might know Him better. Finally, voluntarily, with all our hearts, we offered our whole souls to God and asked Him to forgive us and make us in His image. We had finally come to realize that no other name, no other way nor means can give us a complete remission of our sins. Holding nothing back, we pled with the Father that He, in His infinite mercy, would forgive us for all our pride, transgressions, and shortcomings. We asked that He would grant us grace, that through Him we might maintain this new way of life.
The Lord did not begin such a revolutionary change of our entire character until we allowed Him to do so. Step 7 was our decision. We had to humble ourselves deliberately. We had to surrender every particle of self-sufficient pride and admit that our efforts to save ourselves had been insufficient. We had to feel and live the truth King Benjamin taught, that we are all beggars before God and have no hope of salvation by our own efforts, but only through the mercy and grace of Jesus Christ.
Step 7 marked for each of us the moment when we finally yielded without reservation to the eternal truth taught in Mosiah chapter 16, verse 4. All mankind were lost, and behold, they would have been endlessly lost were it not that God redeemed his people from their lost and fallen state. Our experience taught us that in taking step 7, we were not excused from the work that was ours to do. We still had to be patient and press forward with steadfastness in Christ. We had not become entirely free from the desire to sin. We had to learn to accept life on God's terms and wait upon his purposes and his timing. Even in the removal of our shortcomings and taking step 7, we learned to live with the same humility and patience towards God that Alma and his brethren showed when their burdens were lightened but not removed. They did submit cheerfully and with patience to all the will of the Lord. We finally abandoned the idea that we could become perfect by ourselves. We accepted the truth that God desires us to conquer our weaknesses in this life by coming unto Christ and being perfected in him. We found that by his grace, he enabled us to deny ourselves of all ungodliness and to understand that salvation comes not by our own power, but by his.
Each step comes with a warning, though, and step 7 is no exception. We who have embraced these principles must warn you that you cannot expect to take this step without sacrifice, and rightly so. In Doctrine and Covenants 59:8, the Lord commands, "Thou shalt offer a sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in righteousness, even that of a broken heart and a contrite spirit." This offering is the essence of step 7. Even as you feel the pains of your own rebirth, remember that his suffering, not yours, ensures your redemption from sin. Your sacrifice is only a humble reminder of his great and last sacrifice on your behalf.
When you put everything into God's hands, you have finally done all you can to receive his unmistakable witness that your sins are forgiven, that your past is truly in the past. Like people who were converted in the Book of Mormon, you can testify that you have been visited by the power and Spirit of God, which is in Jesus Christ. Along with Alma, you can exclaim, "I could remember my pains no more. Yea, I was harrowed up by the memory of my sins no more. And oh, what joy and what marvelous light I did behold. Yea, my soul was filled with joy, as exceeding as was my pain."
Thank you. These 12 steps are a program of action. As we read the section called Action Steps, we learn about recovery and gospel actions we can take to come unto Christ and receive power to live in recovery from addiction. Let's continue from where we left off. In reading the action steps.
Seek for the power of the Savior's atonement to become effective in your personal life by meditating on the sacrament prayers. One effective form of meditation is to think of a verse or a phrase of Scripture as you pray to understand its meaning and application in your own life. Since each of us must make the covenant that is repeated in the sacrament prayers, you could meditate on them.
Following the invitation of the prophets to apply the Scriptures in our life, we may want to read Moroni 4:3 and 5:2 and humbly consider these sacred words in our own voice. For example, "O God, the Eternal Father, I ask thee in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this bread to my soul as I partake of it, and keep his commandments which he have given me, that I may always have his Spirit to be with me."
Pray humbly for God to do for you what you cannot do for yourself. By keeping a simple prayer in your heart, such as, "Lord, what wilt thou have me do, or thy will be done," you will be continually reminded of your total dependence upon the Lord. The love of God, yours for him and his for you, will help you form one relationship to which you can give yourself without reservation. You sought this love all the years you were trapped in addiction. In step 7, you will find a way to obtain peace as you enter into the rest of the Lord.
To understand more about this step of the Addiction Recovery Program, you may also want to listen to the corresponding sharing portion of the meeting.